time was not wasted time. It will all be worth it.
When you see what God's doing in this, it will be worth it. When you see why he did not say yes, it will be worth it. On the other side of every test, it's always worth it.
I know you want to see it.
I know he has not revealed it yet. Just know that it's worth it. It will be worth it.
When you see what God's been up to,
worth it.
You'll remember how much he loves you.
It will be worth it.
Everything you've been going through, it will be. God has a way of using irritation as preparation. Somebody right now is
sick in the body.
You've been
laid off a child.
Asking,
is it worth it?
Everybody's been calling.
Friends on the phone telling me to be strong. They say it's worth it.
What if I can just be honest right here?
Can I understand? Don't see better.
Don't see better.
Can you tell someone instead of me?
Or get somebody else to do it. You came through. When you see why God made you wait so long, he was showing you how to be strong. When your prayer request becomes your praise report, I know sometimes you don't understand it because his ways are different. This is what we really want. Without any rain. God was all that we needed. If he didn't allow some pain, you'll see it was worth it. Just know. I want to say that again. His ways are different. Yes. But God, you can keep the rain. But how would we know if he didn't let you experience some pain in your life?
Give God some praise. Give God some praise because it will be worth it. Hallelujah. Anything worth having is worth waiting for, working for. Amen. Amen. Good morning, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying happy, blessed Sunday morning to you under the sound of my voice. No matter what you're going through, I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're having a pretty good season. I hope that things are coming into pleasant places for you. Hallelujah. And listen, we want to help with that. We want to help with that. And if you're going through, the struggle is real. It's real, but don't quit in the dip. All right? We got the music right here, right now, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And as our brother just let us know, it will be worth it. That's Brother James Fortune with our opening song for today. And we got a lineup, 6 songs, 28 minutes, back-to-back music. Hallelujah, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. He's here. Yes, he is. He's doing what he do. But I just want to give him a shout out because he's going to be at the Proctor Theater this afternoon playing in the J Street Band for Doc Horton. We're so excited about it. And you come on out, you know, wave and say hi. Hallelujah. But that's at 4 p.m. at the Proctor Theater. Am I right, Brother Martin?
You are right, and it's going to be a great show. And good morning, Brightside listeners.
Good morning, good morning. And it is the Motown Experience. Amen. So it's an opportunity to sing those songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, when Motown was hot, hotter than hot, all into the 80s. They're still going strong, but those are the songs that I know and love. And so looking forward to that. Looking forward right now to these songs that minister unto us too and minister eternally the message of God's redeeming love and grace. Minister to us. God, I know you got me. That's Whitney Martinez featuring Keshana Armstrong. God's got me. Dexter Walker featuring Tim White. My God. Jordan Armstrong, let's brag about our God. Yes, Lord, yes. You Remain, Todd Galbraith featuring Chandler Moore. Holy Forever, CeCe Winans. The Moment, Tasha Cobbs. Hallelujah. After that, beloved, I come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So let the music play. God, I know you got me. Would you say it with me out there? God, I know you got me. All right, then, let's hear the music.
Lock me up, throw away the key. I wonder why this is happening. As I look at everyone I see, lost, broken, damaged souls, looking for a place to call home. Then a feeling came over me. God, I know you got me. You never left my side. You got my attention and you opened up my eyes. I pray to you daily, cause I'm scared for my life. May not understand it now, but I trust you, Lord. I trust in you. What the devil meant for destruction, you saw so differently. You saw a testimony to bring someone peace. The bad seems so ugly, especially over time. The good is so beautiful, renewing my whole mind. Because God, I know you got me. You never left my side. You got my attention and you open up my eyes. I pray to you daily, cause I'm scared for my life. I may not understand it now, but I trust you, Lord. I trust in you.
trust you, Lord. I trust in you.
a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keep them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low-key. And I know they rocking with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm repping. Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, oh. Yeah, because of you. I can't lose. And all the hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson, there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
Thank you. you're still here with me. Oh God, I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm really grateful. You have so many reasons to leave. Oh yeah, but you're still.
To the Lamb. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra Hudson in Catskill, New York. We are a listener-supported radio for open years. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC. You're listening to the music that has the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is Cece Winans with Holy Forever, following her The Moment by Tasha Cobbs. After that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Holy, to the King. Go up.
best that can happen right now. Praise go up, blessings come down. It can happen right now. Well, beloved, here we are in the beautiful fall foliage month of October. And can you believe the beauty of the leaves right now up here in upstate New York? We were driving to Albany the other day, and I was saying to my mom, who was a new relocated resident, that people pay money to come up and catch the fall foliage, and we get it for free. Oh, look at God, look at God. Well, beloved, first of all, I want to shout out to all of those who are mourning and grieving right now. Praise goes up, blessings come down. God can do it right now. Give strength for the struggle, healing for the heart, hope for the hopeless. God can do it right now. So we're praying for you. Want you to know that. Thinking about our brothers and sisters all across the globe, so many places at war right now, and then particularly in Israel. And I just want to talk about that for a minute. Also, shout out to all our brothers and sisters here. You know, there are Arabic and Islamic and Palestinians who believe that Israel has a right to exist. They believe that there can be two states. And this war has caught some of their loved ones in the crosshairs as well, as people go to and fro in Israel, sharing, shopping, working, who are not particularly Jewish, right? So we know that there's some foreign people, people who are traveling, who got caught up over there, and some who have been kidnapped. So American and also, you know, others and that are not of Jewish origin or descent or nationality that are there caught up in this. And so your family and friends might be among those. So we're thinking about you, and we're praying for you too. We add our prayers to your prayers and faith to your faith. We know the world in which we live today. And so all we can do, and I think the best thing we can do, is pray. Prayer go up, answers come down. Prayer goes up, blessings come down. Prayers go up, God makes a way, even when there seems to be no way. Trouble won't last always, and war won't last forever. There is a promise to us in the word of God that the Prince of Peace is going to establish his kingdom, and there will be no more war, and we will study war no more, right? But I do want to just talk for a minute or two about Israel. You know, as I said last time, if you were on, Israel, being Judeo-Christian, following the life, the legacy, the love of Jesus the Christ, who was a Jewish, born in Israel, died in Israel, crucified in Israel, risen in Israel, and said he's coming back. When he comes back, he's coming back to Israel. So Israel is important. As a matter of fact, it was pointed out, I was listening to a preacher the other day, and he was sharing how, and it brought it to my mind. Yes, it's true. The Holy Bible is a story from Genesis all the way through about Israel. Israel shows up in the books of the Bible over and over again. We learn from Israel. We learn from their relationship with God as the people that God chose to reveal God's self as the one true living God, monotheistic God, manifesting in many ways. He revealed to Israel, the nation of Israel, that there were many gods, there were other gods, but that God was the God of all gods, and that, you know, he had chosen them to spread that message, to share that message with the world. There are many times in the Bible where it talks about the wars that Israel had to fight then, back in antiquity, in biblical ancient times. Wars against enemies that were trying to enslave them or trying to occupy their land, take their lands. And one of the things when we talk about Israel and knowing about Israel and the history thereof, we know that in 1948, they were restored to their biblical land that for almost three millenniums, I think about 2,600 years, that the area where the war is going on now was belonged was Israel's. It had been a land that promised by God to Israel. They fought many wars and overcame many enemies and established that nation there, and that they lived there, being oftentimes, having to fight, defend, sometimes being enslaved, a consequence for rebellion towards God, who had brought them out of bondage and given them a land and made them a nation. But they had this land. And so I can't remember exactly in history, but there was someone along the way who conquered Israel and named that land Palestinia. And so Palestinia became Palestine, known as Palestine, and Arabs and Islamic people had been living there after Israel was dispersed, as was prophesied in the word of God. This was all prophesied. It was also prophesied in the word of God that in a day, Israel would be restored as a nation. This is all in the Bible. It was written thousands of years before it all came to pass. And lo and behold, we get to 1948, and in a day, they become a nation again. And, you know, and so, of course, the people who had been living there were, you know, having some feelings about it. They had been the end of the Holocaust and, you know, the end of World War II, and the nations got together to figure out what can we do. And so Israel was reunited as a nation and reestablished. And so the whole issue of, you know, a nation being there in that land has been an issue. Understand that this is the biggest massacre of Jewish people since the Holocaust that had just happened in this month. And so they have declared war again for the second time since their establishment, and the first time in 50 years. These things are important, and things that as Judeo-Christians and as citizens of the world, as humanitarians and humans, we need to know. And so I just wanted to talk on that and share on that for a minute. There are a lot of people that are looking at, well, what does this mean in terms of biblical prophecies? And I was talking about that a little bit too. About end times. And, you know, time does not permit me today to go into that. I did a part one and part two series earlier this month. But I, you know, I do want people to take heart, and I do want you to know you can have courage in these times, because this is not catching God unawares. It is not catching us unawares. These are biblical prophecies that are being fulfilled in our lives, wars and rumors of wars. There is going to be a final battle that's prophesied, events that foretell when that's going to happen, how that's going to happen. Good Bible study class, that'll help you with that. And we're always available to help with that. We do Bible studies. Yes, we do Overcoming Ministries. But you can also, you know, check with your local church, your local pastors, and see, you know, and if you don't have a church home or church pastor, a pastor, then, you know, shout out and give us a call so we can help you through. Because what we don't want is have people out here floundering, overwhelmed, depressed, distraught, despairing, because of events that are beyond our control. We do want to know what we can do, though. We do want to know how we can help and how we can support. And so one of the ways is we can do that is to be kind to one another, to be thoughtful and encouraging to each other. We are living in safety. We have been spared, thank God. And so it's easy for us to just focus on our way and our worlds, you know, and do life as we do it. But we want to also be mindful of those who are less fortunate than we are, right? And do as Jesus would have us to do. We now have our own military that has been deployed as well. And so certainly want to be thinking about and praying for them and thanking God for men and women who have enlisted in our military to go and to help the cause of freedom and democracy and to fight against evil. But you know, this is not just a land, sea, and air war, beloved. This is also, and very, very much so, more so than all, a spiritual war. This is a war between good and evil, right and wrong. This is a war that has been going on since the war in heaven when Satan got kicked out and wanted to establish his kingdom. It's a war against God's people that the adversary uses people to wage. It's a war against God's plan of redeeming the world. And so we who know prayer, we pray in the spiritual realm. We pray for help from on high. And we pray knowing that our fight is not just flesh and blood, as the Bible tells us in James. It's also against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness. And we have weapons of warfare in faith, in the word of God, in prayer, and in the angels that God sends from heaven. In human form, there are angels who do Herculean tasks and take on responsibilities to serve and do so with faith and with courage and with love. And then there are the angels that we do not see. Can I get a witness out there? Somebody know what I'm talking about. Well, beloved, listen, I'm getting ready to wrap it up, but I do want you to remember what Jesus said. And he said it to us, I think it's in Matthew chapter 24. I'm like flipping through my Bible, but he says, when you see these things, when you see these things, amen, do not despair, for you know, hallelujah, that your redemption is drawing nigh. You know that your redemption is drawing nigh. All right, beloved. Listen, this is Pastor Kim. I got to get ready to go. But before I do want to shout out the public safety professionals here in Columbia County who came together on yesterday and had a wonderful afternoon and early evening at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. Shout out to our Sheriff Don Kraft and his team, our police chief in Hudson, Miss Mashonda Franklin and her team. I got some wonderful video footage of that and got the chance to take a snapshot. We had Chief Franklin on our talk show earlier last week, and what a blessing to see the children and the adults and the family members and the law enforcement professionals. They were out when I got there late in the evening. They were early in the late afternoon, early evening time. They were out in full force, and some in uniform, some in plain clothes. It was just a beautiful first event. And I'm sure it will be done again. And so shout out to all of them. The Hudson Fire Department was there and did a wonderful demonstration and just kids jumping up and down the pumpkins and everything. Everything was just so wonderfully and beautifully done. Shout out to them. And also Operation Unite and the Spark of Hudson who helped with that effort. I also want to share that on this Thursday coming at the old Chatham Quaker meeting house at 539 County Road, Old Chatham, that there will be a talk, a community talk on unveiling nature's tapestry. And that's sponsored by Running Deer, which is another jewel we have in our community, a nature preserve and camp, and just a wonderful work that's being done there by Devin Franklin and his team. Learn about the challenges faced by marginalized communities in the landscape of outdoor spaces and celebrate the trailblazers who are carving a path for the future. This talk will be on Thursday, October 26th at 5:30 p.m. Well, beloved, I'm sure there are other things going on. And listen, if you have a prayer request, send it in. We'll be praying for you. Our ministry, Overcoming Ministries, we're praying 6 days a week, 7:30 in the morning, every day, except for Saturday. Send us your prayer request, or if you have a praise report. Our number is to text is 518-653-2008, 518-653-2008. And if you want to know more information about Overcomer Ministries, check us out and send us an email, overcomerministries12534@gmail.com. All right, we'd love to hear from you, love to share your story if you have a story to share. And certainly welcome the opportunity to lift you in prayer. We know what prayer can do. Well, beloved, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, but before I go, I just want you to know, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough to keep God from getting to you, all right? You stay encouraged and you stay strong. We've got, what do we got? Show Me Your Glory. Yes, we're going to do that one, and that's going to take us out of here. Show Me Your Glory. Brother Randall, I just changed my mind. Hope don't mess you up. We're going to say, you get the glory. How about that? Listen, beloved, have a good week. God love you. God bless you. Happy birthday, October babies. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, Overcoming Ministries International Church. I'm out.
Somebody lift it up. We want you to be glorified. What I do, God, and what I say, God.
In my life.
Oh,
be glorified.
One more time around, see in my life, God.
In my life.
Be glorified.
Tonight. Be glorified.
Oh, Lord, in my life.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, say you get the glory.